What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia
and Sistine. I look like I'm a baseball player today.
I think I look like I work on a farm. I feel like a very prairie. Like, my hair is all crazy and natural today. I'm wearing, like, a little long skirt.
You look like you churn butter.
I do look like I churn butter. And that's kind of the MO I'm trying to go for. I've been lately not touching my hair with heat. And I swear, it's changed everything. And I know it sounds not like a big deal, but honestly, give your hair a break if you put heat on it every single week. I naturally have a lot of waves and I don't usually embrace them in public.
Well, as someone
but then
that
Chris
has...
said it looked good, so now I'm feeling like I need to embrace the curls.
As someone that has such straight natural hair and has not one wave to it, nothing infuriates me more than when a girl with curly or naturally wavy hair irons it. It's so pretty and voluminous. Why are you doing that?
Because I'll tell you the issue with having wavy or curly hair is when you brush it or if you go in humidity, it frizzes up. So you have to
Hot.
Be very...
not really. Mad scientist
it,
vibe.
You have to be very specific about your routine. But if anyone has a hair routine down, it's this girl over here. If you guys go back into the archives of her Instagram and look at her blonde... It's night and day.
I had no hair.
She can't even curl her hair. That's how thick and luscious it is. Like this. No, but it's true. Like, you literally say that to me because I dye my hair blonde, so it's easier for me to hold a curl. But when you curl it, you literally doesn't stay.
I'll tell you what I did for 2 years, and this does sound a bit over the top, a bit manic, but it worked for me. I already told you guys once I OD on biotin hair growth pills.
Okay. She just ordered another package.
But what I did do was for 2 years, I slept in a plastic shower cap.
Yeah.
For 2 years, and I did a hot oil mask, and I did rosemary oil. I soaked my hair in rice water
because I have a pictures question. Of this anywhere.
Was were you
never?
A,
no, this can never no, see the light of day.
I have a question. Were you in a relationship at any point?
Zero. I'll tell you this. I feel like that's actually it's a really good point to bring up. Part of me. Doesn't want to be in a relationship. Of course I want to be in a relationship. Everyone wants love. That's not what I mean. But the parts I'm going to miss about being single is going to bed ugly. Because the uglier you go to bed, the prettier you are when you wake up.
Well, there's a toss-up because it's either you sacrifice self-care where you look ugly to bed or you lose the whole pretty pajama set because that you get to wear when you're with a cute guy.
No.
You know? So what is,
but see,
what's
I don't want to wear pretty pajamas. I want to wear an old t-shirt, big sweatpants, socks. I can't wear a heating pad in front of them. That's embarrassing.
I guess the one good thing is guys like when you wear their clothes. You know, so the oversized tee to bed is, if it's his shirt, could kind of be a good balance.
Okay,
you know?
But also another hot take. I don't necessarily love like a male's smell.
Oh, I love.
You know when you have
I
a certain
love it. I don't even know what she's saying.
No, you know when you have someone's clothes? Like if I smelled your shirt, I'm like, that's Sophia's shirt. I can just smell
What do
it.
I smell like?
Well, no, I don't know.
Okay, keep going.
But a guy has a different kind of personal smell. Not that it's odor or anything. I'm just like, mm-mm.
No, it's like a heavier mm-mm. musk. You walk into a guy's apartment versus a girl's smells like candles.
Why do all guys' apartments smell the same?
I like it a lot.
It just smells thick.
I would love to bottle up like
a
guy. Well, no, I
wow,
think
that's
a guy,
extreme.
She needs to be touched.
I have no touch from a man. But no, I think when you like a guy... Okay, when you're seeing a guy consistently and then you get used to their smell, there's nothing better than that
there
guy's smell.
There is a pheromone thing that I didn't think was real before, but I do agree. Like, if you are attracted to even just their breath, which sounds insane.
That I'd have to
disagree with. Like their sweat, like it doesn't bother
you. No, it doesn't bother
you. And that's love.
That means you really like them, especially you, because you have a very sensitive nose.
Oh, I still don't fuck with it.
No,
I don't care
you.
If I marry this person, I'm still not going
to
like it.
No, but that's why I was just like wanting you to tell people what you did for your hair care routine, because it is a science to regrow and build back your hair.
I also cut my own hair for 2 years.
She did, which is not a good idea.
That's kind of a crazy move. I used to cut my own hair.
Okay, how's that crazy? You did the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like for girls, it's different.
You know what you're giving me, Chris?
What am I giving you?
Did you ever at one point in your life bleach your hair?
No, never. Not once.
I'm so shocked.
I had a buzz cut for a while. That's
I like
when
a
I first
buzz cut
heard.
Look.
Yeah.
I saw that on your Instagram.
No, but I don't think so.
Yeah. On the sides?
Isn't
like shaved on the sides?
No, I feel like I went down.
Okay. I don't know.
I feel like I saw.
She just admitted to stalking you.
I'm proud. I don't care.
Proud stalking. Okay. Proud fair stalking. Enough.
Okay.
That would have been a really long time ago. I have not had that haircut since I think before college.
But I feel like guys that bleach their hair where it shouldn't be is such an ick to me.
You know who just bleached their hair is Joe Burrow.
He looks like a chia pet.
He, by the way, and I'll tell you this, he's a good looking guy. He had the best hair before. Like the curl in the front. Like, no, he did. He had like the icon. Like I would really say most men should like look at his hair because it is very Danny Zuko.
He had the
style.
Prince Charming hair.
And then he buzzed it and dyed it blonde like Eminem. It's actually wild. Yeah. I feel like every guy, you know how girls have bangs? This is guys' bangs. Is they buzz their hair or they dye it bleach white blonde.
No.
And you always look at them and go, why? It was not like bangs. Why? Like you should like Sophia bangs. No,
I still it's, want bangs.
You could do well with bangs though. You had the clip-ins for a while. You just never used them.
I used to wear clip-in bangs.
You haven't done it in a while though. You should.
Yeah, because last time I wore it, someone said I looked awful.
Who?
Your friend.
Wait, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, that will you see. You also had no makeup on. You can't put bangs on with
well,
like
no offense.
Makeup.
I'm gonna be wearing no makeup with the bangs permanently on my face a lot. So,
oh, that's fair. Actually, I didn't even put that together. I think you could go not fully bangs. I think you can kind of go a little bit more.
Like Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
Do you think that's fake hair? She's no. got so much good hair.
She is iconic hair. I want
What do you think
lie.
Of Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't, honestly, if you showed me a picture of her, I would not be able to identify her at all.
Mm. You know what I'm shocked by? I haven't heard more men say, like, she's the
yes.
hot it girl.
Why is that? Girls feel
look.
That way.
Yeah.
Look.
No, she's so banging right now.
Girl, she's like my it girl. Like, I look at her, I'm 100%. Like, I want to embody Sabrina Carpenter this summer, like, with the makeup and the hair.
Yeah.
It's very girly.
Yeah.
But guys don't look at her and go, like, Madeline Klein, like, oh, she's
exactly.
hot.
Exactly. I want to see more thirst traps. No, you got to go to her Instagram. I want to see more thirst traps of Sabrina Carpenter.
Do you think it's because, like, for example, like, Madeline Klein, it's because she wouldn't be, like, the sexy natural look? Like, is that what it is? Like, the brown
Sophia,
eyes?
She
and
has
the
fake blonde hair.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, she's very dolled and done up. Like, is it because of that? But also Madison Beer's too, and she's an it girl. Is it the blonde versus brunette debate
there's
now?
There's Madison Beer, too.
But she, everyone, every guy has a crush on Madison
so
Beer.
So do I.
So does, yeah, every
Call
female. She, you have a Madison Beer-esque, like, vibe.
Don't. I feel like every, stop. Don't play with me like that because I know you bring sweet, but that's not true. I think when you have dark hair, everyone's like, you look like Megan Fox. You look like Madison Beer. I'm like, please don't lie to me. So you're,
I think
honestly,
you have to be a certain
like
level.
I didn't like that response because now you're saying I don't.
No, it's not that. I don't think everybody with dark hair is just getting that. It's a compliment to
I
you
get
to
it.
Be
exactly. I don't think I've never been told I would look like somebody.
Was everyone lying to me?
I've never been told I look like anybody. No, but seriously, I haven't had like a celebrity comparison.
No,
before.
You know what you look like? We went to a museum one time there was a photo.
This is a crazy
Victorian
pull.
Woman.
Oh man, here we go.
You know, and the girl with the pearl earring.
That's the only
like
one I get is the girl with the pearl earring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that's like,
it's just the bonnet on. Yeah,
maybe that was me. I feel like in a past life that could have been me. I love my pearl earrings.
Or now, butter churning.
She is giving.
It is giving
the
me,
pearl
but
earring.
I don't know Leaning if I've ever it. Heard you with one before.
I give Mona Lisa because I don't smile.
She is Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
so I don't see that.
You know what it is?
I don't smile, though.
Okay, a lot of people don't smile.
Can I tell you what our faces are?
What?
Because I remember there was a viral thing that went around about Dad, and there was a photo of a very old photo. Like, it was one of those painted Renaissance photos that looked like Dad. Everyone was like, oh, is that him? You remember that?
Yes.
I think we have very, in the worst and best way, like, old faces.
That's
that
crazy.
Sense.
No,
like,
no,
ancient
no,
faces?
No. You know how they say that? Daughters look like their fathers and sons look like their moms.
It's true.
Sly has the most insane strong features, so that on a female is a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sly, you won't believe the message I got today.
Mm.
So my friend in Mexico, don't ask, randomly messages me and goes, are you okay? Is your family okay? Immediately I'm like, what do you mean? So I go on Google, the first thing. I'm like, I click on news, most recent
Instead
news
Instead of calling your family?
Well, I just
got off. Check the news. What's going on with our family?
Let me check my Google alerts real quick.
Not like, hey, so did you hear what happened to our family? No, Sistine, we're all good.
Daily Mail. Honestly, I feel like TMZ or Daily Mail would get the news faster than our family would.
Yeah.
So sad.
And the first like three articles is Sylvester Stallone pronounced dead.
Oh shit.
Shut and I was up. Like, wait, I was on the phone again? With mom again. And I was on the phone with mom 10 minutes ago. And I was like, you didn't tell me, mom. She's like, oh Jesus, like another one.
How
weird is that?
There's a lot of crazy rumors that could be said about you, but really death is an insane theory. And I feel like it's a very insulting theory if you're an old man. Like, he's kind of older. So it's like, it's not that far. Like, what else could you say, really?
Who started it?
That's what I was going to ask. Where does that come from?
Also, who?
He's been posting so
same
much.
Same thing with the other article where I'm wearing, like, a crop top. And they're like, Sistine Stallone's pregnant. I'm like, first of all, I thought that was so
I saw something
that
about
that. That was hilarious.
I thought my abs were popping. I'm like, pregnant where?
That
I
got would be bloat, but so, what? So funny if she's pregnant. It would be hilarious. Oh, our apartment situation would just be chaotic.
I'm going to be.
She wanted a kitten and she got a baby.
Hormonal, angry, pregnant woman.
No, I feel like
my cravings are going to go nuts.
This not to like boost your ego, but you're going to hold kids very well.
What, you think I'm going to look
super No, you're going to look good. You're because you have mom's, but she has a long torso. You and she has abs. Like, Sistine has literally the perfect.
Yeah, but you got a dump truck, which I don't know. So, like, you can't have it all, you know?
I mean, I'm definitely
She's got a fatty.
Sistina!
In
stop!
A great way.
No! I can't! No! No.
And she tries to act so wholesome in her long skirt churning butter. Like, she is every guy's
Hey,
fantasy.
That butter goes somewhere.
No. Wait, that was actually kind of funny. When we came back from London, this is what we did. 2 days ago, we were talking about how like calories don't count, and we were just like really going ham about like whatever we ate. And we literally went in the mirror. And we were like looking. We turned around to our butts. We're like, wait a minute, should we travel more often?
I know. Like the pelvis up wasn't looking great. Notice the very long sleeves and oversized t-shirt.
Didn't care this time.
But the waist down,
I was like,
listen, are there some ripples? Yes.
Who cares?
Are there some dimples, perhaps.
Own it.
In the dark, you can't see it.
If you got a butt, own it.
Fake tan fixes all.
Also, can we just preface, if girls are insecure about that, guys don't care at all.
I know, guys really don't care.
Not one bit.
They do not care at all in any shadow lighting. And they are just happy to be there.
You know what's funny, too? Like, I have this conversation with my girlfriends a lot, and they say that they get insecure if they're in the bedroom with a guy and they're either, like, making out or doing stuff and they're on top. They feel insecure of the angle that he's looking at. I said, I promise you, they don't care. They don't know if you're 5 pounds overweight. They can't tell.
They can't tell.
They're just happy to be there.
You're overthinking it. Yeah. And it's just like in life with clothing and outfits. Like, I overthink every outfit I'm about to wear for a date. They don't care.
No.
Unless you're wearing like a burlap sack. What's it called? Like a
burlap sack?
Burlap sack. Is that what the word?
I don't even know what that is.
Like, there we go. Thank you.
What is this? What
is it? It's like a brown, like it's a sack. Like
it's something you would like, if you were churning butter, you would put your supplies and stuff in there.
What is up with your, like,
I told
colonial
you.
Colonial colloquialism.
I'm really trying to embrace the natural everything right now. Like, I didn't even put on mascara. Quick, I just have to.
Okay,
I have a comment
pick
about this.
Pick me. Wait, all about
wait,
it.
Wait.
I hate these girls.
Wait.
I didn't wear mascara to my wedding.
Oh, wait, that's what I was going to bring up. Wait.
Not my false lash flying away.
Wait, can we talk about when I said that, that's what brought me up. I was like, okay, I just saw her. I don't know if anyone heard about like the Olivia Culpo, like the whole thing, the news.
Alex Cooper did the same thing.
Oh, that's right.
It's a trend.
So it went viral. We're not shitting on any of these girls.
No, I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I'm just angry.
No, but there was this whole thing. Olivia Culpo got married to this NFL player or whatever. And she was saying in the Vogue magazine, like, I didn't wear mascara. I was as natural. Like, she wore a very conservative dress. Like, she looked great, whatever. But, like, people started calling her out saying, you got a lash tint and lift. That is literally the equivalent of looking like you're wearing mascara. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we do that for...
By the way, like, she sort of shot herself in the foot there. Like, I'm on her side, and I'll tell you where she went wrong. She went wrong because don't say those things, and then there's clips of you getting, like, the procedures, whatever. But where I'm on her side is, hello, it's your wedding day. You best believe I'm getting lymphatic drainage on my face the day of. I'm getting an eyebrow lamination. I'm getting a lash tint. Obviously.
Also, she was responding to people that were, like, criticizing her dress. Not everyone's going to like your dress. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I liked your dress. I think you looked pretty. I think the wedding looked beautiful. Like, congratulations on the wedding. But, like, I mean, like, just don't respond to it. Like, people are going to shit on you anyways. Like, if you tell someone that, like, oh, I'm... Like, we posted about milk. It got 10 million views and everyone thinks that we're...
Dude,
DM'd me, are you an actor or just dumb? Literally a day ago from the milk thing. And I go,
Wait, but why an actor?
Well, they think, are we acting dumb or are we literally dumb?
Oh, I guess that did sound kind of dumb, my question.
Yep,
there might be go. Onto something.
Ding dong dong. Anywho, I want to talk about something that has been the craze of my TikTok right now and of the city. And I wrote it down and I feel like you're like, what does this mean? Have you guys heard about the Single Runners Club in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So it started out pretty small and it was these two founders that like to run. We're like, hey, like, why don't we just bring single people together to run? And it started out maybe a group of like 20, then went to 50. Now it's like thousands and thousands. Like, think about this. They met in Washington Square Park for one of their running events, and the entire Washington Square Park was filled with people. That's how big it was. Covered.
I don't know. I mean, that says something about our generation. We're all so desperate for love and wanting a relationship, yet it's so hard to, like, commit and find someone to the point where you're going to sprint for miles in hopes of meeting someone running next to you.
Also, people are – like, New Yorkers are pissed because it's starting to kind of interfere with their – it's around, like, a perfect time. It's, like, 6, 7 o'clock. Like, you don't – and it's not every single day.
Oh,
but
it's war of the runners.
Think about, like, the West Side Highway, which is not that wide. Thousands and thousands and thousands of single people running. And then, by
the
way,
like heaven.
By the way, I told my friend about
this. We just sit
there
choosing.
I told my friend about this, and he was saying, yeah, one of my guy friends signed up for one similar in San Francisco. And I said, does it work? And he goes, no. No one talks to each other.
Because you're running.
Because you're running. Like, I'm sorry.
I know you're sweating. You're panting. I mean.
What about, like, afterwards?
Well, so that was the goal, was to get all these people to run. All, like, first, like, hang out in the beginning. Like, everyone's kind of nervous. Like, who's the single one here? And then.
Everyone.
Once everyone's clearly single. And then you run to, like, a bar, like, a beer garden, whatever. And I saw the videos of them all hang out after. But people are saying it doesn't work. Like, for some reason,
but
people still
don't
approach.
Why don't they just do, like, speed walking? Like, it doesn't have to run. Or speed dating. What happened to speed dating events? That would be so fun.
No, they still have them. I don't think we just know about them.
Should we host an unwaxed speed dating
event
in the city?
That would be so much fun.
That would be so fun.
I would love to. And I feel like I could get a good amount on both our ends of people that would
do it. Oh, my God.
And in public.
Because I did the updating show.
Yeah. Think about how many people signed up for that.
That was a hit.
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
I think we do it. And we get, like, really good qualified people that are actually looking for a relationship.
Unwaxers, if you're interested and you live in the New York area, DM us.
Don't run. Run to us and we'll set you up.
Yeah, we should start poaching their people. We'll go to the running thing and we'll hand out our cards.
I think we should go investigate if that works.
I think
we should
do it. They call it the Single Sitting Club. You know, this is the Single Runners Club. Yeah. Single Sitting. So don't run. You
with
don't
the Sistine Sisters.
We're just the sitting sisters.
We're gonna rot and talk. Yeah. So when I saw that, I thought about that, and I'm like, look, I don't think I would. I'm not that. I want to find a relationship. But I don't know if I could. I don't know if I would be open to running that
long. Also, what if the guy that you meet on the running thing is one of those freaky runners that does like 10 miles every morning at 5 a.m.? You know those guys? I went out with one of those. Drove me crazy.
He was very, very...
He doesn't eat bad. If he doesn't run at 6 a.m. every day, worse mood. He's so OCD about it. Like, you know how they get kind of
Yeah,
nuts?
They get very... It's like their religion.
And then their
right?
body's better than mine. You can't date someone with a body better
but
than yours.
But you know what they have that we don't have
what?
Is the runner's high. That's why all these people do it, is that they
just get
a
regular high. I'm kidding.
Is there anything that you would sign up for in a singles event that you would want to find someone? Like, people are signing up for running. What's, like, what's the max thing you would do? Because I know you would never do running.
I would never dance.
Like a dancing singles?
No.
Oh. That's kind
maybe of like a karaoke where everyone's bad and then they can pick a funny song
true.
And then you're like, wait, he's quirky.
That's actually a funny one because then everyone's drinking already and then everyone's going to like loosen up from singing.
And then if
that's
you like
a good
him,
event.
This is our event. We give each person questionnaire.
Yeah.
Whoever matches up the best, they have to find their match. They have to do a duet. They have to do a duet.
Like a Troy and Gabriella High School Musical moment.
How fun is that? like you start singing like My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas with a stranger, but like you guys also have a lot in common.
Like manning her. She's
that's
a man.
So fun.
But that's a good idea.
No one take my idea. Anyway.
No. But you know
what would you do?
But I feel like I thought about like the first I thought the worst one I would sign up for is like rock climbing. I would never do like a single rock climbing event.
That sounds awful.
I know, because then you think about the straps under your butt that like just they're not flattering or anything. And then if you get to the top, you have to sit all the way down.
That's
the rope.
So ick.
That one's so good. I don't even like okay. So remember how you went out with the guy that used to host those like field like those like picnic events?
God. I went on one date with him.
Okay, one, not well, go okay, with sorry. Guy. You went on one date with him, but he used
he
to host,
like... He does,
like,
those social supper clubs.
Supper club yeah. things. Like, maybe, like, in the field, like, a picnic thing. Like, a potluck.
I'll tell you why that's a bad idea.
Why? Or dog one! Bring your dog!
Okay, that's better.
Like, everyone brings a dog, but then I feel like that would...
Then it's all about the dogs.
Yeah, and then everyone's worried about their dogs.
And no one wants to, you know, talk yeah. about anything else but their dog. That's one thing I don't want either.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a photo of your dog. It's like when someone's like, oh my God, do you want to see my baby? Like, I love babies. I think they're cute, but no one cares about your baby, nor your dog, nor your cat, except for you.
By the way, we said this on the other episode last time, and people got so insulted. Come I was on. Like, come on.
If you're talking to a girl on a date, and she's like, do you want to see my dog? It's so cute. And you're like, yeah, but really, you can give a
I'm
going to
pretend.
Pretend
What
to
I'm
like
going
to
do
it.
Is I'm going to pretend.
Exactly. And then especially, like, and it's never that cute. And no. you're like, wow.
Well, and it's
just like a black lab.
Yeah. We love always. Animals. Like, we have four
yeah,
dogs.
Dude,
like, we love
same.
Dogs.
And we
but
all do the same voice when someone shows us
oh,
a photo.
Show us more.
10 octaves. We're like, oh, my God. It's like whatever.
It's whatever.
It doesn't matter.
You know why I feel like people are getting desperate for finding a relationship now they're resorting to running is because I read somewhere about, and I wrote this down, about poltergeisting. About DMing and
Wait.
Okay, so poltergeisting, listen to this. And people are getting really upset about this on dating apps, is where you're talking to someone on a dating app, right? You set up a time and a place and you get there and he doesn't show up or she doesn't show up. So there's a lot of people that have been doing this.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
That happened to me actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You like you showed up though? Like I've had people drop off at the last minute all the time.
Yeah.
But like I've
That's
never
also
actually
part
went.
Of it, by the way. Where people like you show up and they're like, oh my God, I can't or like an hour before, like I can't do it.
Does it count if he was 50 minutes late?
He still showed up.
He's
so,
still
like,
trying to get there. It's more like it's either it, I
that
think the time
so
frame
humbling.
Is between 30 minute pre-cancellation or just not showing up and no notification.
Okay, so what's poltergeist?
It just means that it's like an online ghost. Like you're basically DMing someone and you're meeting through a dating app. It's called that's why it's polter and then ghosting is just not showing up.
Do you think
up.
They just forget cuz it's on
no,
a dating
I
app?
Think I think what people do is they talk too much online with a bunch of people that they don't even sometimes realize that they're actually making committed plans like oh what are you doing Thursday let's meet at the bar around my neighborhood whatever and they mm-hmm. just don't show up and you're supposed to report it and everything and they're trying to crack down
you
on
report
it
report the people
you have to report the people that don't show up
oh
on
God.
A date because that they do it often like it's usually the same person it's never like a new person it's
yeah.
usually the same person ghosting and it's how I don't know what I would do if I showed up on a date and someone didn't show up like
I'd probably drink
I don't
what
know
else do you do?
I mean you drink but like I feel like one of my instincts, I'd call you to come and, like, join me, or I would be like, screw it and, like, go home, or...
That's just rude.
It just makes you feel so insecure.
Especially for girls. We work so hard to, like, look nice.
And... I know. I've had a lot of guy friends, though, say that girls actually cancel a
girls
lot
cancel
last
all
minute. I'm not gonna
I think
lie.
The most.
I think girls cancel more than guys do last minute.
Okay, so I was actually just talking to my guy friend about this, and he had made a plan with a girl, and then she last minute was like, you know what, no... I'm not really in a place where I feel like dating, blah, blah, blah. Gave the whole paragraph, even though she initially accepted the date.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to tell him, which I didn't because I wanted to spare his feelings, she's just not that into you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, don't accept it in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you know that she's not feeling it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, maybe don't accept it because sometimes you feel bad saying no.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's better to say no than get the other person excited, make plans,
yeah.
and then rip it away from them.
Oh, 100%.
It's way worse.
It's
way
so
worse.
Much
Why
worse.
Do that?
Yeah. I mean, it's way worse. I feel like that's just another thing. I feel like people today are just really wanting relationships more than
or
ever.
Or on the other foot, they take it too seriously. Like, if they don't see a future with this guy, they won't accept the date. Which is, so you're kind of just canceling out some before you know them.
Someone said to me that you should give it at least 3 full dates before saying no to someone.
3 is yeah. a lot.
Well, they say if it's...
I would say 2.
Well, they're saying they're in the sense of if you really like the person, but maybe there's something that you're not like totally hitting on. Like one of my friends got married and she was like, it took me at least like 3 dates for me to really settle. I feel like it depends on the person, but mm-hmm. to settle your mind and go like, oh, like I actually do, the more I'm with this person, the more I enjoy it. It's almost like it has to be a borderline. Like I like him, but like I'm wanting to retreat. And maybe the retreatness is less them, it's more you. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? So you're giving it 3 dates. Because 3, it's a sweet sum. Like, you're not hurting their feelings if you're going to say no to them anymore, but you're also not leading them on to the point where they're going to catch too many feelings.
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a kind of a good boundary.
See, everyone that comes to our karaoke thing will ghost each other because we're going to pick the best singles ever.
I know.
Chris, you're coming.
I'll be there.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Unwaxers.
Who wants
to match? Chris is going to choose the hottest girl in the room. Billy.
Like, no, we're going to, Sophia, we're going to rig it and give Chris the hottest girl in the room. Are you kidding me?
Also, this is my beautiful ones. Victoria's Secret model that like audition comes in. And she looks, what is it? Dark, you like dark hair? Yeah. Dark hair that likes Arctic Monkeys. Oh, no, that was the red flag.
No, that's me.
That's crazy.
Well, she's already stalked your Instagram, so yeah. We're halfway there.
Probably.
No, it's bad. Also, what I read recently was kind of crazy about, like, speaking of online dating and people, is that people are starting to sell their face for porn sites to be used as AI girls. And they're making, like, 6 figures.
Oh, my God. I read about this.
Yeah, it was on Daily Mail.
They sit there and do nothing, yet mm-hmm. their AI porn star is bringing in racks.
So these porn sites are... You can kind of do both ways. Like, you either sell your face to, which is crazy to sell. Think about that.
You can sell your face
to Pornhub. This grandma that's like 68 sold her face to this porn site, and now her AI character that she's using is like 25.
But it looks so realistic.
It looks realistic. And they're bringing in 6 figures because I guess you can either sell your face or these guys or whoever use girls can create their perfect AI, and guys are liking it more because you can get like an instant response and they're like very attentive and da da da. Like,
well, celebrities do that too, where that you could say, oh, talk to so and so, and then they have this sort of AI version of them who, and the AI is programmed to speak how that creator would speak. So you can text that person all day. I just think it's very dangerous territory. Scary. Like, you're already. I feel like our future is already kind of fucked. Like, our kids would be screwed with the technology and the advances happening and the fake porn. I mean, we're done.
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
No, it's scary. And I remember we talked about in the one of our taxi guys that we liked, remember we talked about how AI is getting so scary where people are replicating someone else's voice. And that's how, like, scammers are getting.
Oh, like deepfakes.
Yeah. But, like, it's crazy how literally people are getting scammed, but... Okay, a guy can be on the phone, it gets a call, and it sounds like his daughter because his daughter maybe posts book club videos like scary. Me, whatever. And it can AI generate, like, dad, I'm kidnapped, like, send this amount of money, and it's fake.
Well, you know that's what I'm pissed crazy. About? What's that one website that all the kids are using now to help them write essays and answer questions?
ChatGPT.
Where was that when I was in high school? That would have helped me so much.
We had something where we got test answers and stuff, and I forget the website name, and I, oh my God, what was it called? It wasn't Quizlet.
Wait, I never knew this.
Yeah, there was a website.
Chegg?
Maybe it was Chegg? Oh my God, I want to remember, but it had all of like the, not all, but like a lot of the homework answers and things that people would in the past would just upload. But we didn't have, like, ChatGPT to write our essays. But now they're locking down on it.
But it's even to write a letter of rec.
Yeah.
God.
I know. But think about, like, the AI glasses that you're going to have, and then you're going to be able to do. I mean, it's all good and bad. I just don't know if I would be able to retain anything if I had technology 24/7.
I think men are going to start dating AI women through a virtual headset. 100%.
Like, 100%. Like Blade Runner?
Yep.
Like Ana de Armas, I would date Ana de Armas too.
But a robot?
If I went like this and my hand went through her body, I don't see her facial.
Oh equipment. My God.
You just chop right through her. That's your first instinct. Right through.
I'm like, I don't know if I could feel it.
You remember that movie Ex Machina?
That movie's fire. I like that movie a lot.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
I watch that movie probably once a year. That was freaky. The way that each robot girl was like designed internally differently. That's happening soon, man. I feel it.
I feel like it has already came. We just haven't, like, mass-produced it to the public. We're fucked.
We're, like, two brain cells trying to understand robots. We know nothing about anything.
I know. You know what I just thought about is Love Island. She's like, can you give me a brain cell? And he hands her a brain cell.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're loving Love Island. Do you watch it?
I've watched a little bit of it.
It's Chris? So good.
Yes.
Christopher?
That's me.
You must watch Love Island US season 6.
Okay.
It is crack in my veins.
Yeah.
It is so addicting to watch right now. It's unbelievable. You would love Leia.
Yeah.
You would love Leia.
Yeah.
I have watched some of the season 6 is the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
US. No, it's so addicting.
They just have the best chemistry. Every single person on the show is just so fiery and has the best one-liners.
And there's the guy with the hunt snakes.
Oh my god, you have Rob with the snakes and he's so nonchalant but cares a lot. Then you have Leah who doesn't even care and she'll say the first thing that comes out of her mouth and it's always the funniest thing. And then you have Janae who's a sweetheart but she's a baddie. And then you have Serena. This was like reality TV at its finest. It was perfect. Like, I haven't seen, and we're very much reality TV consumers. We watch a lot of reality TV.
But we have been breaking it up with splitting our time because we're trying not to binge all of it with the Olympics. How mm-hmm. exciting.
Yeah.
Are you watching Go Team USA? You're not watching?
I have zero time. I have zero time.
Oh my God.
We have too much time then.
I wish I was that busy.
I know.
No,
well,
we
pretty much stop around 5. Like that's when we have like we stop and we do dinner and then we watch TV for like 3 hours and then we go to bed.
It's so sad.
It's great.
But the Olympics.
Yeah, we were watching the qualifiers. And Sistine and I here going, oh, she didn't stick the landing. Like, I could ever.
Someone on the gymnastics team was on the uneven bars and she's like, she rotated too much. As if you know.
I know. And it's like, I'm thinking I have like the last episode I talked about how I couldn't even touch my toes. I was kicked off the like minor, like the little leagues of gymnastics. I'm going, she should have like tucked more.
So one of my exes is in the Olympics this year.
Mm-hmm. For what sport? Snitch. Go ahead, snitch.
Let's say it's a team sport.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And it involves
using
your arms.
Oh, well, that's very narrow.
Perhaps there's
perhaps there's
a ball involved.
Shot put?
I'm not saying. You think I would date a shot putter? Those guys
maybe
are built.
Possibly.
I mean, that would be funny. I can't see that with you.
No.
I can see snowboarder.
He was the one that only contacted me through email and then had a girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah, it was pretty infamous.
But still supporting him. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though.
So baseball.
No,
it's not.
Baseball's in the Olympics?
I don't know.
Is it?
I feel like it would be.
Let's
find out.
Actually, check. But I feel like gymnastics is my favorite. But you were saying the other day you really like snowboarding. Like, do you like Winter Olympics better than summer?
To be quite honest, I have no clue about anything.
Mm, okay.
I like what's on TV.
Oh, that's nice. Nice to know. I like jousting, like fencing.
Why?
Because it's so cool. Like,
because she's colonial.
Yeah. I'm like, is there a Journey Butter contest?
You also,
as well?
She's been watching all of these Victorian TV shows too.
Oh, My Lady Jane.
She
Amazon,
might be possessed.
Check it out. I feel like
I think you were either possessed or born in the wrong era.
I feel like I am. I do like handwritten letters. I love like sonnets. I love poetry.
You know, I walked in her room the other day. This is crazy. And she was writing a letter to someone with a quill pen.
No, I wasn't.
Ink and everything.
She's
lying. She was.
No, she's lying. Yeah. That's cap.
The thing is, it's like questionable. Like
that's
I could see her doing it.
She's so lying.
No, you had a quill pen and everything. It was crazy.
I also had a cape.
If somebody gave you a quill pen, would you use it? For sure you would use it, right?
I would give you a quill
we
pen.
We need to get her a quill pen.
We need to get her maybe like a 95-year-old man.
And also get me the paper. Like,
I don't know what you mean.
Anyone that has like a treasure chest of like their antique stuff.
Yes. One of those old like jewelry boxes.
Oh my God. I feel like
it has
really
like your husband from war.
See, by the way, I feel like by the past me is probably coming up and she's trying to get out and she's probably the girl in the pearl earring.
Oh God, this is dumb. What else do we have to talk about?
Well, no, I was going to say about the Olympics.
Oh.
Do you know how many people are qualified for the U.S.? Not qualified, but like competing?
No.
It's over 500 people.
Damn.
500 Americans. And.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I was going to say, California has the highest amount of people that are competing.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, it's
120. Because you have mountains, beach.
Yeah, 120
land,
of those. That's
too,
a lot. And I think it's also Florida. I just found that kind of like crazy. I know California is so huge and there's a lot of people that are from California, but I think a lot of them are from NorCal. I feel like I'm doing a full 180. I have had horrible sleep the last few nights. Not only just from traveling, but I realize I have this addiction on my phone at night. Like I get into these modes where I'll be reading a lot or I'll be on my phone too much. And I think it's when I plug my phone into my wall next to my bed. I'll just scroll TikTok for too long. And it's when I hit the 10 p.m. mark on my phone that after that, there's no way I'm falling asleep before like 2-3 o'clock. And so I actually wanted to see if I would be able to fall asleep without having my phone near me. So I like plug into the wall by the, I go to bed around 9. So I will literally put it away by 9:30 and I will only have my book with me. I've been knocking out by 10 o'clock, by 10:30 latest.
Yeah.
And I will wake up at like 7. That's a long time. I don't sleep that often and that long. I'm just realizing how bad using your phone is before bed. I know that sounds dumb.
No. I was reading this article the other day that said if you're one of those people that has the TV on and you're on your phone at the same time or you have your computer and you're off at the same time, that you have like severe ADD and anxiety because you have to be stimulated in two ways, which is nuts.
Yeah.
And I also read through further diagnosis, TikTok told me and me personally, that my cortisol levels are really bad. And I know this because, actually, I have no evidence of how I know this, but they said a reason why you sleep bad, you feel like your face is swollen, you are running on high anxious all the time, like you're always in you know, fight or flight mode, you're always in fight mode. So this one TikToker said, download this app, see if you can do it 10 minutes before you go to bed. And it's one of those breathing sleep timers for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I got through, I think it was like 53 seconds, like not even a minute.
And you fell asleep?
No, I had to stop. I couldn't sit there for like much. I was like,
oh, you were saying that your brain was so active that you couldn't actually focus on it.
I could not do it. I was like, this is too much.
That's a sign. That's a bad sign. Because I think that it's so easy to get caught up on all these apps and then these shows and then yada, 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 that you just do it until bedtime, and then all of a sudden you're wondering why you can't sleep and why you're so hungry the next day and then why you're so irritable. And it's literally your phone, and you need to put it away. Like, you actually need to not look at it for a whole hour before you fall asleep. And I highly recommend that to people. Like, charge it across the room. That's what I'm doing. It used to be charged next to my bed. Now it's, like, far away.
Can you imagine how much happier people would be if the phone was only used for making calls?
No, I know. The only day I charge my phone next to my bed is if you're out.
Oh, fair enough.
Just in case, like, she needs to call me for anything and, like, I want to make sure she's okay and I track her. That's the only time it's next to my bed. But then
I track you more than you know.
Oh, I tracked you on the way here. I was trying to make sure you were safe.
I track you, like, every day.
Oh, thank you.
I saw where you were walking today. I was like, okay.
It was a rogue walk. It wasn't the most relaxing,
I'm
not going to lie.
I moved here thinking I was going to hot girl walk every day, which I did.
You do.
I'm so a lot over it now. I hate walking in New York.
Well, it's muggy right now.
Disgusting. It's scary. I walk by a rat and don't even flinch anymore. No, that's a problem.
I'm proud of you. You used to be so scared.
No, but I want to be scared.
Why?
I'm like, I walked by like a
needle on
the
ground. You're just like a Yankees player. You're fine. Or Phillies.
First of all, Phillies.
So I don't know the difference.
Also, I did get yelled at for wearing this today.
Did you really?
I'm like, bro, it's fashion.
What's the two teams that people
Mets.
Really, is it Mets and Yankees?
Yankees.
What are people more against in New York? There's one team that people are really aggressive about, their team.
Sophia. Does this look like the bunch that knows anything about baseball?
I know. This one knows only music.
We literally just asked, is baseball in the Olympics?
I'm looking at the only guy and I'm like, do you know baseball?
No, not at all.
And he doesn't even know if it's in the Olympics.
We know nothing.
We know nothing. Well, yeah, you should probably wear it. Did you say, like, this is for fashion?
No. I just said, go Phillies.
Oh, no. Oh, well, you know what? Own it. Walk with it.
Wait, I have something I wanted to say.
About sleep, about stalking, about rats, about hot girl walks, about...
It could be about hot girl walk. I was listening to Kesha on the way here. And
old Kesha?
Here's a crazy one. I accidentally shuffled to Party Rock Anthem.
That's crazy.
Party Rock Anthem. And you know what? I had the most fun walk. I was like, hold on. Why is it like the middle school music? It was like TikTok by Kesha.
Yeah.
LMFAO on repeat. Oh, yeah, by Usher. I mean, it was such good music.
It was good.
Can we normalize bringing it back?
Well, you know,
it was so fun.
It was simplified with great beats and fun beats. It wasn't all this crazy. Like, I love the Brat era with like Charlie XCX, but there's so much stimulation in the songs. Like,
it's too techno.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What about Starstruck?
Oh my God.
Or My First Kiss.
Or what's the Metro Boom? It's the song that everyone, let's rock.
Shake it.
Like those songs.
If that went on in a club, in my brain. I'd go feral.
It's cute. Actually, I'm going to say this on the podcast really quick. You know what's funny about guys is that guys will take the ugliest photos of you and think it's the cutest photo in the world. And it's only because it's, I don't know what it is, because I used to have exes that would take secret photos of me and they'd be like, can I post this?
No.
And it's literally double chin, no makeup.
You know that trend on TikTok where the guy takes the photo of the girlfriend and she goes, delete it.
Yeah.
Did I say stand there and look stupid? No, I said delete it.
By the way,
why do you guys take the ugliest candidates and think it's so cute?
Yeah, I know. It's really that.
Because there's something that we still think looks good about you, even though it's like not all done up and stuff. That's the reason.
It's that. So like, because he sent a photo that looked really cute of you. I mean,
Sophia,
we don't have, no, but this
I
is a great
insane.
Sign. How about this? Chris can answer this, girls, because if you have this moment. If a guy is sending you a photo of yourself saying this is so cute of you, that was a secretly taken photo, does that mean he really likes you?
I can't generalize like that crazy, but yeah.
Chris, are you telling me he doesn't like me?
That's exactly what I'm saying, definitively, in the other direction
me,
now.
I will do this. I'll tell you why I'm asking this, because I do this when I start to like a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone that like takes photos or videos when I'm on a date or out in public with someone.
Same.
I'm like seeing at all. Like I'm pretty actually good about being not on my phone when I'm in public, but I know when I like them is when I do actually get a photo of them or with them. I look at that photo so much.
Yeah, that's true.
And I will always like, and I'll always like refer back to it. Like, look at this video I took. And then I'll be like, look at him, like things like that. Or I will have a photo of like took at if I was at the wedding or something. I'll be like, oh, I like him, like zooming in, like things like that. And I'm like, oh, your girl is hooked because she cares about this ugly photo that I took of him like cleaning dishes. Like it just
and
doesn't
it's
matter.
Honestly true. If you take the candid photo of the guy and it's not his best photo and he doesn't like it but you do,
that's what I'm saying. Think about vice versa.
It's the same thing, I guess.
He's looking at this and even if it's maybe not the hottest photo of you, it's so naturally you. It's a funny, it's like actually shows your personality. Like you're holding a margarita.
No, they can't know the real me.
He can know the real you because clearly he likes the real you.
No, the second you get real with them, then you've let them in and now you're vulnerable.
I think you need to talk to someone about this.
And vulnerability means hurt.
This is a you problem.
Pain.
This is a you problem.
I know. I actually did talk about it with my therapist. She's like, bitch, shut up. She didn't say that. She said, Sistine, are you happy today about the situation? I said, yes, I am. She goes, great. Stay in that feeling. Stop thinking about if you're going to be happy in a week or tomorrow or 10 years. You're happy today. Live in the happy. And I was like, okay, I'll do that.
She's like, don't overthink it. If he likes you, he likes you. Anyways, do you want me to read the listener question?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, I'm just going to preface this listener question by saying it's a little bit long and it's a little bit wild. And I'm very surprised we got this question. And to be honest, when I read it, we were very much debating whether or not we were qualified enough to answer
Here's
this.
She read it to me the other day. We're definitely not qualified to answer this. Although we are very flattered that you've come to us for advice. We're going to try our best. So strap in.
Okay. I need advice. I love you guys. Been listening since day one. I've been debating asking for a while because honestly, it's a hard topic for me because I've never told anyone else and hoping for advice from you guys. I've been with my husband for 9 years now. We have 3 kids together. Our oldest was conceived only a week before my husband and I started officially dating.
Whoa.
You know those days when you're younger and bouncing back and forth between guys. I was 19 and having fun. Anyway, I had 2 other guys I was talking to at the time and casually sleeping with until I decided that I wanted to settle down and my current husband really wanted to be official, so I thought it was the perfect timing. Well, a few weeks into being official, I find out I'm pregnant. Mm. I was almost positive that my current husband was the dad. but part of me wasn't sure if one of the other two guys was possibly the dad. The timing lines up to where it could be possible, so I had to have a convo back then with my husband. So he knew. He completely understood because, again, we weren't exclusive at the time. Very understanding. Once our daughter was born, we lived our lives together as if nothing was in question. He is her dad, and she looks and acts like him. We always think she was sent here to us so that we would end up together. Mm. 9 years and 2 more kids later, we are so happy. But I can't help but wonder, as time goes on, who her dad really is. One of the two guys passed away 2 years ago, and that is all what triggered me into thinking this. The second guy actually messaged me when our daughter was born and said she looked like him and what the F. I'm so lost and I'm so embarrassed. I don't want my daughter to one day grow up and find out this tragic news, especially to find out that I knew. What do I do? Should I talk to my husband about this and try to reopen old wounds? Should I have them both secretly tested? I've thought about this for years and it's been eating me up inside. Try not to judge as I already feel horrible. Please help. I'm not judging. I'm just letting you know that. I'm really appreciating that you're vulnerable about this.
I don't know what I would do in this situation. Yeah, because I understand her dilemma. On one hand, she wants to be honest and get the answer, but that could also sacrifice the really amazing family dynamic that she's built over 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, to risk losing that, which...
Well, you know what my whole thought process with this was? I was thinking about her daughter the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really thinking about if I was the daughter and I had not known about this for another 20 years, and I come to find out that I need to get some sort of DNA testing or some sort of health thing, and then all of a sudden I find out that my dad isn't my dad. Or, like, you know, one of those situations that can be a fluke, or you're on 23andMe or you're on, like, Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. I would be really upset if I wasn't told the truth, especially as an adult. And so part of me feels like, as hard as it is now, I feel like figuring it out, if you guys want to figure it out now, is better than doing that later where you might not have the opportunity. Like, she's there, she's young, and she's probably, like, I would want to know who my real dad is if it's not him.
But that seems kind of heavy for a young girl.
Well, she could have also the option. Like, she could approach it by saying, the mom could say, like, look, this is the situation. Your dad already knows about this. He believes you are the daughter. Like, do you want to know, or do you just want to, like...
But at the same time, it's like she is risking messing up what she has, which is really good and really happy. She's clearly not with the other guy. She doesn't want to be with the other guy. Mm-hmm. She's with her husband, already has 200%, we know, biological kids. It's like, to break up a family, that's
But
that's
don't you think
tough.
It would be breaking up if she wasn't told the truth later
on? Would it be better to wait till she was 18 or, like, at least
Well, no, she's 19.
Oh, she's 19.
I'm pretty sure she's 19.
Chris, I don't know.
Yeah. First of all, how old is she?
Actually, let me see.
No, I think
I think she's not 19. I'm totally wrong.
They got married 9 years ago,
Oh,
right?
9 years. She's nine.
She's like around
I'm sorry. I read that wrong. She's not 19.
She's young.
I was just going to say, honestly, like, let it ride now that it's like this. But until you brought, like, up the 23andMe, and that's totally, like, something that could come up. There's going to be more stuff like that that comes out, like, as time goes on and everything with how crazy technology and stuff is getting. But if they're going to do the, like, paternity test at this point, I would – I'd like have the husband on the same page, but I would not, and like I wouldn't tell the daughter.
I
because
wouldn't involve
if
the daughter
it,
yet.
Yeah, if it comes out that really is her dad, great. You don't have to traumatize
a kid.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just realizing now, and now I was thinking about the daughter as a 19-year-old. Now I'm going back about as a 9-year-old. Now I'm thinking about, okay, is the husband going to be insulted about bringing this up again? But he already knows that there is a possibility, and he treats her like
is
his daughter.
Is it totally wrong to secretly test them both before even, you know, letting the cat completely out of the bag?
Well, that's what she said. She said, like, should I secretly test them?
And what if it came back that her husband is, in fact, the biological father, and then her anxiety goes out the window and no one gets hurt and there doesn't need to be a fight had?
Honestly,
I know that's a little sneaky.
I honestly think the best way to go about this is to rip the Band-Aid off and have an open conversation with your husband about it. And then... You know, because think about it, what if it is the guy that passed away And they just left it. And the daughter found out later at 18, like, her dad is
Though, like, I hear so many stories of people that have parents that aren't their biological parents, parents that took them in, whether it was adoption or not, and they consider them mom and dad. So for me, it's like, I would look at my parents now, if I was that girl, that's mom and dad. No one can tell me otherwise. No test can tell me otherwise. So that's why I'm like, to ruin such a strong dynamic, and then also what could come of that long term for the daughter is what's making me nervous.
I just feel like, regardless, I think there should be some sort of resolution in terms of, like, she should, the, and by the way, honey, like, I think you should know for your own sanity. Regardless, there should be an answer at the end of the day. And just in terms of, like, your mental health and your clarity and, like, your daughter's and then your husband's. But I don't know.
It's easy to sit here and say what we think the right thing to do would be.
It's so tough.
Regardless, I think you should go with your gut, because you obviously know the family dynamics. You know your husband. You know your kids much better than we do. We're just giving outsider opinion. But I think deep down, whatever decision you make, you know that it would be the best one for you and your family.
Yeah.
So trust yourself. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
But we love you.
We love you.
Good luck. Also, Let us know.
Well, that is it for this week. What a crazy episode. But as always, I enjoyed it with my sister and Chris. And I cannot wait for next week's episode. If you guys want your questions answered, please DM us. I think we should make a question box, because we've been getting a lot of questions about that, about where to put our questions.
You can make a question box this whole time?
I think we should just make one and put it on our tag, like on our bio or something. But if you want, as of now, your questions answered, DM our Unwaxed Instagram page. That is a way easier place for us to read your questions than our personal pages. And we hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Ciao.